Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Wayne Klingman, with another exciting show of Blowing the Streets. And we should start explaining at the beginning, right, where I've been for the last several months. As you know, I've been doing a lot of podcasting, first in Walking Up, then through situations that occurred after my daughter died. I did retitle me to a show, which became Chicago Outfit Blowing the Streets podcast. And we used that. And we used that because, well, we were creating a whole series of events around that title. Shit happens. Life goes on. I had to drop everything I was doing for lack of money. And I got to tell you, when I was flush with my mother's death, I was able to do a lot of things. Mostly, I was able to fix up this house, and I'm happy to do so. And I'm sharing this with you because people want to know what happened to me, why the podcast ended. I'm making sure people understand what went on, because really, truly, in some senses of the word, nobody really cares. In other senses of the word, it's important to explain that shit happens sometimes beyond anybody's control. I mean, I got the money, I put it in my house, I thought it'd be more money would be coming in. That didn't happen, though some of it did come my way. So long story short, that's why I'm back. as I was able to use that money, we had to do the show, and I plan to pick up a year's option so I can keep this going for a year. And it's interesting, too, that I really miss doing podcasts. I really do. I listen to a lot of them, and I'm not trying to copy them at all. And there's a lot of voices out there, and I figure why not add mine, because I have the ability to have on guests that I think people want to hear that usually truly don't get a lot of time. And let's talk about some of the upcoming guests I plan to have. I plan to have on in the next couple of weeks, we will be having on a guest that spent 18 years covering the cartels in Mexico. 18 years covering the horrific civil war, I call it civil war, the horrific civil war, the horrific drug wars, the horrific things going on because of, I'll be blunt, America's appetite for drugs. Because if America did not want to consume drugs, we wouldn't have any. If there's not a market for the drugs here in the United States, they wouldn't be bringing them across the border. And I know this would be something else that people don't want to hear, is I'll be blunt. If we would control why we want drugs as a population, meaning the United States of America, would do more than all the walls and all the other stuff going on, right? But for different reasons, the walls is more politically obtainable than having an honest conversation as a country about why we crave drugs, which all topics we'll be talking to about this author when we have him on, we hope next week, but we'll be soon. Maybe the next week, maybe the week after, but he'll be on soon. Somebody else will be talking about, how do I describe this guy? We're having on the guy that runs the Buffalo Mob. He runs that Twitter account. And he has some really interesting information what's going on in the city of Buffalo, parts of Canada, with mafia, organized crime. And you would think his level of expertise would only come with years of involvement, years of law enforcement engagement, years of background and training, master's degrees, doctorate degrees, whatever else. But no, I'm not quite sure what degrees he has, what level of degrees he has in advanced education. But I don't know what I can do to describe him and what he does. I don't know how much that he wants out. So let me just say that his background is one that's unique to organized crime. It's one that's unique to reporting. It goes on to discuss why citizen journalism is huge. And speaking of that, he goes on with not only why he got involved with what's going on in that Buffalo region, but speaking of citizen journalism, I'm hopefully working on getting on the host of the Hidden Truth podcast on. Probably the best example of citizen journalism that I can speak of. As you might know, I found out about the Hidden Truth only because of the Vegas shooting. I discovered that podcast about the Vegas shooting, and I want to know more. To think that there's so little out there about the largest shooting in American history that I'm aware of, right? What happened in Vegas a little over a year ago, right? Coming into 2 years. and so much, many questions have yet to be answered. Now, I'm not thinking there's a conspiracy theory going on, though there's some things about the shooting we don't know, what we need to know, we may never know. And this the guy that we'll be having that can talk to us about not only the Vegas shooting, but why citizen journalism is so important to the United States. And the power that we have, that's me, that's you, that's everybody, we have to do it. I mean, I'm sitting here using my laptop computer, my desktop computer, a telephone. I'm doing a podcast, and maybe 3 people will hear this podcast. Maybe 30,000 people will hear this podcast. It's all about how good of a job I do, the quality of the guests, and the mechanisms that I have to promote what I'm trying to do that makes that happen. But to think that in my pocket, in my hand, is a phone, cell phone, right? An iPhone, iPhone 5, I think. Allows me to create a film if I want to do a film. Allows me to do a radio broadcast, a podcast if I want to do that stuff. All in a device that fits in my hand. That I think my new plan when I sign up for it next week, later by this week, would be like $45 a month. So I can do that for less than $100. Now, obviously, there are people out there who do podcasts. Some of them are better than others. And again, I listen to all kinds. I listen to really well-produced, high-end broadcasts to shows like this with people doing it in other basements because they're interested in that subject, right? And there's no harm with that. The idea that we can do that, the idea that we can find ways to at least pay our bills and have an understanding how that can all happen is cool, which is wonderful, which are some things we will discuss at length. Because I think it's important that people understand how they can become involved with citizen journalism at whatever level they want to be, how they can consume it. That's what they're interested in when you listen to shows, and what ideas that we might have to at least pay our bills, and why you may not want to even be concerned about paying your bills. Because for the longest time, it's my bad, and the longest time, I thought I had a duty and obligation to make sure these podcasts pay for themselves until I realized that. Back in the day, I did a show called Any Fool Wisconsin, the podcast. I did it for years. And that gave me a voice. Let me bring in guests, which is all cool, but it may be what I'm going to refer to as a trust agent. And I'm talking way too fast, I know, because I'm interested in subject. I'm excited to be back on the air. And that's my bad. That would be something I'll be criticized a lot on. It's how fast I talk. And when I have a guest, I'll talk slower because I engage in conversation. And the only time I have, the only people I'm engaging now with, well, is my telephone, so I speak fast because I'm nervous. I apologize for that, but that's just what that is. And these are all things that we can talk about. Is why it's important to say you can want to be. I mean, one of the things we plan to do here, myself and others, are working together on a book, and how I can use this podcast to help promote sell my book, which I think is important. If I sell a lot of copies of my book, I make an income. I make an income where I can pay the bills around my house more. I invest more money in these podcasts. They pay for themselves. Also, excuse me. So that's the way you can engage and why podcasting can be used for that. It's like blogs. It's like you have a blog, and I do. I do a couple posts a month. I can do more. It's also a way to become a trust agent. Why trust being a trust agent is important. It's just okay if you want to sit down and pick up a phone and do a podcast or get a podcast going, any way you want to do, and talk about whatever. I've heard a couple of really good ones, really having fun, where people talk about comic books. There's a couple of interesting ones where I'm a big fan. My claim to sin is I'm a big agriculture geek. I love talking about farming. I mean, grew up in a farm. I done some experiments and all things on homegrown mushrooms, right? And there's a couple of people that do shows on mushrooms. I mean, they're interested in fungus. I'm interested in growing mushrooms, so they're fun shows. And they're not very heavily produced. This is a basic show that's like this, where the woman who does it talks about mushrooms. As guests, that's talk about mushrooms. I find it interesting. Other people do, too. It's all about what is it that you do. Do you enjoy doing it? Do you enjoy listening to it? If you do those things, who cares about the rest of it? Yeah. There's a lot better podcasts out there. They are. There's a wide variety of them. And mine do not fit those standards. That's okay. as long as people out there want to listen to these podcasts or whatever, I'm happy to do them. In fact, if I knew that nobody was listening to these podcasts, I'd do them anyway. And sidebar of that conversation, one guy I'm talking to about coming on the show wanted to know how many people I listen to the show. And I said, well, it's been a while since I did one, so I don't know how many can be there. But that's not the point. The point being that why I recommended that he comes on. And if I can't give him like 50,000 downloads, he might not come on, which is fine. But the idea of passion, the idea is excitement, the enthusiasm. I mean, I'm sure you have as well. Perhaps listen to a couple of podcasts where the guests are boring, they talk in a monotone. It gets boring quickly. I want excitement, right? I want excitement, enthusiasm. I don't giddy necessarily, but that can come about. It's okay. It is what it is. But again, let's move on. So all the things we'll be talking about in this podcast, I mean, again, my book I'm writing, I'm so bad with names, about Frank B. I call him the Godfather B. Godfather Frank, the guy I did my movie about. I mean, I'm writing a book based on the Freedom of Information Act request I got back. I think I'm making enough information to do a book. I'm working with others who do a better job of writing. Call a ghostwriter and an editor to make it the best book possible. I'm thinking that once it gets out, people will enjoy reading it. Something else we're doing is something I learned from the Hidden Truth podcast. It's a deep dive where between 6 and 8 weeks, one day a week, we'll be talking to a guest on one subject, which will be the Dixie Mafia. We'll be starting off talking about the history of the Dixie Mafia, events around the Dixie Mafia, what it is, how it got started, and Dixie Mafia is different than the Italian Mafia. We'll talk about that. I shouldn't call it a rumor because it does exist. How it's different than the Italian Mafia, right? And have elements of the Italian Mafia and all these interesting things. And then we'll be talking about with a woman who's had experience dealing with elements of what I will refer to of the Dixie Mafia, as well as covering some things which are going on now with what I will refer to as the Dixie Mafia. This will be probably between a 6 to 8 week period show of an hour show, say on Wednesdays, just picking a day, which that will be the topic. And that will be the only topic discussed on that Wednesday will be shows in that, or for instance, will be shows on that topic. And again, for 6 to 8 weeks, I think it'll be a good way where we take a topic, we dissect it in some detail, and then we find another topic, and then once in a while we may address other situations within, say, the Dixie Mafia. Maybe somebody gets convicted for part of the crime that we'll be talking about. Maybe other elements of another crime comes up that pops up that's really interesting. Let's see what's going on. We may do other deep dives. Would be the Mexican cartel. I know of a situation that would be of interest, which would take that whole show of itself, but could. Would be a deep dive. Again, we talk about it in 6 to 8 weeks with occasional updates and other information goes forward. I think that's really make an interesting show because I know that what goes on with the drug cartels and the war on drugs affects everyone. It affects people here as much as it does people in Texas. It affects people here as much as it affects people in Mexico, people in Central America in different ways. You know, why is it that the opiate epidemic is so bad? What truly things are going on? What ideas do people have to fight it? I think really interesting, engaging conversations with people that know about what they're talking about. I would bring those type of shows to you guys so people take the opportunity to listen to Chicago Outfit Blowing the Streets. And yeah, I kind of screwed up on the marketing, the branding, but again, it is what it is. You know, we live, we learn, we pay our taxes. But when I lost the Milwaukee Mob podcast, again, that happened, stay to the record, that after my daughter died, a lot of things went south here. One of them, I lost a lot of information needed to be able to gain that show back in Blog Talk Radio. I lost it. It's easier to come up with something else, so I did. Pure and simple. Other things going on, as you may know, we tried to do a crowdsource campaign to get the funding necessary to do a documentary on Frank involvement in the Vegas situation. We were going to call the films Franco's of Vegas, and we were going to do an editor's cut of The Milwaukee Mob, right? And as you may know, that crowdsourcing campaign failed miserably. Absolutely the worst performing it could have possibly have been, which told me one thing. It told me as many people, I think 50,000 people so far that we know of, watch the documentary, right? That tells me there that people were interested in the subject, but we couldn't get, I think we were in golden, we got 100 people to buy the film package, but they didn't. People weren't interested. Now, maybe it was the, what we're trying to do with it, how maybe the crowdfunding page wasn't the best, and I had a couple people who I talked to about it give me feedback. One of the people said they didn't understand what a wiretap was. Okay, that was kind of scary. And other comments that led me to believe that people under the age, let's say 30, didn't understand what was going on with organized crime in the 50s and the 60s. Wow, that'd be interesting to know why that would be the case. But again, long story short, is that people were not interested in doing, helping me do crowdfunding with that film. And I don't have the money to do one on my own. That might change in the next few weeks, but if it does, we'll go forward with it, which is, again, what it is. And I was kind of disappointed. Just like anything else, people make promises that they don't keep. You pay your taxes, as they say, you move forward. And so that's no one's fault, because things occur beyond anybody's control. Again, you live, you learn, you pay your taxes. I'm looking forward to doing the book. The book is more time-consuming than money, because I don't need a crew, I don't need actors, I don't need the other stuff. I simply take the time to write and have my editor / ghostwriter help me with the editing part process of it and putting it together where it makes sense. Show description page about doing a web series. That might happen. There's an idea I've been approached to, which the fee I would get would be enough to obviously pay my some bills here and put enough aside to do something on my own. Of web series type of idea. We may even do this show as a web series where I sit down and talk about it, talk about different crime elements on camera, and we upload it to a YouTube channel. I want a logo which is called Pizza with Outfit. Again, that was something we did last year. Weird things happen. Where I and others were involved, and we were going to go to Chicago and interview people that had a relationship at one time or the other with the outfit Chicago. On the night before that was going to happen, I had a phone call basically throwing that whole production into chaos. Again, just like anything else, and when it comes to entertainment, last-minute deals fall through, other chaotic things happen, and you can't obsess about it. You can't. You try different things. You always have to keep things going. I think it was Coppola who said that he had 4 or 5 movie film projects going at any one time, because some would take traction more than others and things fall apart. I know a man that put together a $250,000 film a $250,000 film project, which is a jump change, and right before they had everybody ready to go. The crews were set. The actors and actresses ready to go. The sites were obtained. Everybody's ready to go. They're waiting until 8 o'clock that morning to make sure the last of the money they needed was wired into the bank account. This can happen all the time. And again, you have to play fast and loose and free and do what you can do, realizing that at any one particular time, something may go south. Again, it's just how you handle things. And now I'm ranting. I know that. I probably should end the show earlier. I should end the show in a few minutes because I don't want to be ranting, at least not too much. But I really appreciate everybody's support. I look forward to doing these shows in the future. If you want to get a hold of me, you can do that a couple of ways. You can find me on Facebook with Wayne Klingman. You'll find me. You can find me my email, which would be wclingman@wi.rr.com. Again, it's wclingman@wi.rr.com. You'll find me with an email. Again, you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. Best way to find me on Twitter is at Milwaukee Mob. I say again, the best way to find me on Twitter is at Milwaukee Mob. I do a lot more there than I do in Chicago outfit pulling the streets, but that's the Twitter account I have as well. But I'm not there as much as I should be. The best way to find me is, again, at Milwaukee Mob on Twitter. I'm a good person when it comes to following back. You don't have to talk about true crime by any means, right? I follow most people back. If it's going to be all politics, I'm not so much good about pulling that back because I suspect that we have difference in political opinion. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. Next show, I need a couple of things to play around with this, make it better. I got to find the piece of music I had originally and re-upload it. I got to get my guests lined up for the next couple of weeks so we can make sure that happens. And that sort of thing. If you'd like to be on it, please send me an email. I gave you my email address a couple of times. Again, that would be wclingman@wi.rr.com. I also want to give a shout-out to Blog Talk Radio because I've not used this platform for a while, but it's really cleaned up its act. It's really interesting, to say the least. Things really were looking better than it did before. They really took the time to make this really the best. So, all right, thank you very much for listening. Best to you all. With that, we will have spring soon, I think. Talk to you whenever. Bye.